Just what's the last several games been like when you find out late? Oh, you're playing.
It's pretty tough, to be honest. The one game I wasn't at the rink yet and found out at 5:20 that I was playing, so kind of just made my way over there. But I mean, those things happen, so try to do what I could to get ready and just get out there and play.
Paul was telling us the last three times now someone's come to him with an injury, he thought they were kidding. Have you ever had that?
Well, I thought I was kidding when they called me at 5:20. But I mean, things happen during the year, so you just got to be ready for it.
So how would you describe the state of this defense now with Josh still out, and how are you guys hanging in there?
I wouldn't say hanging in there. I think we're competing hard. We're playing hard. When we're playing hard, when we have that confidence, we're having fun, and I think last night showed that.
Take a look at the challenge, obviously, that Washington presented. How much confidence does that give from, obviously, with, you know, Helly was huge for you guys last night, but yeah. Just getting a game like that to be able to, can you use it as a springboard going into Edmonton?
Absolutely. I mean, you take 3 out of 4 points at a team like that who's a, you know, Stanley Cup contender, they won the Cup a couple years ago, whatever. I think that's huge for us. You know, mentally, physically, everything. I think last night was a really good example of when we play our game, we're good at it. And I think, you know, down the stretch, you follow the standings. You know, Nashville had a big win last night. Calgary gets a point out of that game. So it's a fight. It's a dogfight for the finish line here. So I think we just go forward with the same mentality that stay confident, stay having fun, and compete.
What do you think of the way the Predators got that one last night?
0.1 seconds. Unbelievable. You know, they're starting to heat up a little bit, so we just got to, you know, worry about us right now and continue the course that we're on.
Is there a sense of excitement that you have so many games now against the teams that you're kind of right in the dogfight with here? Like 11 of your last 16 are against the 7 teams that you're closest bunched together with right now?
For sure. I mean, this is the best part of the year. It's fun to be playing in these games. I think it's going to set us up for when we get in the playoffs. We've kind of been playing in that playoff mentality through this month of March coming up. So I think you get in that mindset early and you continue with it.
Earlier in the year, Anthony, the penalty kill was kind of right near the bottom of the league. I remember Paul and some other guys were saying, you know, we just need one kill, then build off that. But how did you go from one of the worst in the league to, I mean, you're the best in the NHL in the month of
February?
Don't
jinx it.
Sorry.
Honestly, I think we're just, you know, we're focusing on the little things. You know, good gaps on the blue line, staying confident with each other, talking more on the ice, and just competing on pucks. I mean, the PK is about compete. If you they get a shot through, it's how fast you can close on the net. So I think, you know, Bucky's been outstanding. LB was really good the other night too. So I think you just, you know, that mindset to compete and stay hard and stay ready has been good.
Nate Beaulieu had 7 blocks last night, which is a lot in any game, and for a guy who's had 3 different bone breaks this year.
It's pretty impressive to have 7 blocks. Well,
yeah.
I mean, it just goes to show. I mean, that guy lays out for everything, and that's huge. That's crucial down the stretch here.
How much has this team grown from game 1 to now?
I think quite a bit. I think we've gone through a lot. You know, we have some pretty key guys go down for some time. So for the fact that we're in where we are right now, I think is really good, and we have to be proud of it, but we can't be satisfied. I think we have to keep fighting for more and stay in the fight and stay hunting.
Whether it's as big a challenge, if not more, than Washington in some ways, they're the forwards?
I mean, yeah. I mean, they're another elite team. You got some of the best players in the world. The guy's got 100 points right now or whatever. Those are pretty special players over there. So we're looking forward to the challenge.